So we're learning Me'ilah, Dafi Zayin of Mabez, to the bottom, more to the bottom, the Mishnah, starting from the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Pigol v'hanoyse'i mitztarfim pe'shen she'en she'emus. Pigol v'hanoyse'i not mitztarf, for tumma, we'll see. It's not mitztarf, because it's two different she'emus, Pigol v'hanoyse'i. Hasheretz v'alavela, v'chein ha'alavela b'osameis'i mitztarfim. Why isn't Sheretz v'alavela mitztarf? Because the tumma is different. Like we said in the last Mishnah, Sheretz is only tumas maga, and avela is tumas masa. And avela b'osameis'i are not mitztarf, because also different tumma. One's tumma shiva, one's tumma zarif. They say, you know what? Let it be matama at least for maga, or at least for the tumas zarev. You know, tumas masa. It can't even do the kalsh of a name. It can't do tumah on that. Beginning of the Mishnah said, a pigol v'nosei mstarfin. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, lo yishanu al tumas yadayim. We're talking about the tumah of yadayim. There was a gzeirah mderabbanon here. There's a gzeirah mderabbanon that if you touch pigol v'nosei, your hands become tummy. What's pshat? Pigol v'nosei are tummy. Because they made a gzeira to be tummy, because they didn't want kahanim to be lax in the surim of noisa and pigol. So therefore, if they make it tummy, the kahan very careful about tummy. They don't want to call tummy. They're going to mikvah. It's a big job. So therefore, they made it tummy sidayim, and therefore they won't. They'll be careful not to have noisa. So by tummy sidayim, there's no tziruf between pigol and noisa. Aval inya achila, but gabi achila is mustafrin. Tanya lezo imer lo yoichal kikaydeshu kol shu vikaydesh pasul. It says in the pasuk, don't eat it because it's kodesh. Anything is kodesh, it's impossible. All kodesh that's possible, kodesh of kodesh possible, the halacha is that there's one loy sase and it's mitzurif. You can mitzurif two isurim together into the isa of loy yoichal. Talk to Mishnah Vaita. Oichal shnito ba'avatoma. Avatoma. There's an av, there's a rishon and a sheni, right? So oichol shnitav avatoma, that became a rishon, but shnitav of lavatoma, or oichol. So you have here a piece of cake, the cheesecake touched avatoma, so it's a rishon, and the kokosh cake touched the rishon, so it's a sheni. So could the mistarav zem zelatame for a sheer tuma? That's the question. Oichol shnitav avatoma, shnitav lavatoma, mistarav zem zelatame v'kalshim name. It can mistarav to be a sheni at least. Mistarav to be a sheni. We'll see in the Gemara why. You know, it's different tumma. One's a rishon, one's a sheni. So it's mitzarif to be a sheni. Not a lacha. Kol oichel mitzarif mizem zel lifsos a gvir. Lacha is that if you eat, it's a derabon negadin, if you eat tumma nega food, you become pasul. So the shear is chatzi pras, that's the shear. And any oichel can mitzarif for that shear can be chatzi pras. Kim mozer shtei sudas le'erif. Any food can mitzarif for two sudas for erif. Erif means erif tchumen. Uke beitzel tamme tumas oichlen. Or a beya to metama to mazayach means to metama other things, other food, to give all two tons of other food has to be shear kebeya. Uke grogers loytzah Shabbos, you can starve to the shear of a dried fig, which is a shear of loytzah Shabbos. Uke seves yom kippurim and a shear kesevas yom kippur. Kol mashkim starve mazum zul of sos gvia beravias. All mashkim starve the pasul zul zub as a gvia beravias. From loylugma of yom kippurim and a whole mouthful for yom kippur. A whole cheekful for Yom Kippur, it's all mitzarif, all mashkin mitzarif for that shear. So at the Gemara is going back to the first part of the Mishnah, it says that a rishon and a sheni can mitzarif for tumah to be a sheni. Tanya, Shem Neimer, matam, what's the reason? Why is rishon and sheni mitzarif? Matam, she'ef shel sheni she'as a rishon. It's possible for a sheni to make a rishon. Break the Gemara, what? Make of a sheni rishon. A sheni can't make a rishon. It's not possible. So what are you saying? That's why can mitzarif because sheni can make a rishon. Sheni can't make a rishon. Amarava hakam. This is what he means to say. Mi garm l'sheni la rishon. How did a sheni become tummy from a rishon? Therefore, a shaykh is to rishon. That's one version of the pshat. Rav Ashi, the same pshat, just different words. Rav Ashi, a rishon and sheni legavei shlishi b'nei chad abiksedinu. Rishon and sheni legavei shlishi are one, like one house, from one household. B'nei chad abiksedinu, it was like one household. And therefore, they mitzarif to each other.